כתובות דף סמך גימא. ודרך הוא בהולך ללמוד שנעשה אדם גדול. You go learn, you become אדם גדול. If you give it your all. That's the way it works. And if you don't become אדם גדול, that means you didn't learn. Erev tov rabotai. Okay, so I want to start off my... Gabi likes to call it a rant, but Josh Aziz likes to call it my monologue. But today is Motzai election day. And yesterday we spoke about the Torah approach to actually voting. And I want to speak about the Torah approach to, you know, after the polls close. And now everybody's super consumed. Who's going to win? Who's not going to win? And I didn't know this, but people have post-election day parties. Did you know that? Parties. They sit down and they watch the news. Oh, yeah? Yeah, there's food and drinks, minyanim, and they stay up. Whoa! And don't forget, tonight there's going to be a lot of talking heads on the news, vizeh, speaking about things they have no clue what they're talking about, because it's all projections, nobody... Just talking, to do what? Just to buy time, to kill time, until they actually count the votes. And everybody's watching, you know, and they're dissecting, and this analysis, and that poll, and that projection. Lefi Toratuna Kedosha, Zakol Shtuyot. The Torah expects us to do Hishtadlut, to listen to the Gdolim, to use your right to vote, but then you pull back. Because more than that, to be hyper-focused, super-consumed, like there's nothing... When I was driving here, I turned on the news. There's no other news on. There's nothing else. All of a sudden, the murders disappear. All of a sudden, everything... There's no other news. Huh? I know. Yeah. How bad the problem is in Gaza, is it? And then they'll be back. Anyway. Mikol makom, ze neged the Torah. Why? Because according to the Torah, after you've done your Yishtadlut, Al Tivtechu Bin Divim. At the end of the day, Lev Melachim Biyad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls who's going to be the king, who's going to be the president. It's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamala can't harm us without the Rishut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Trump can't benefit us without the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any which way you slice it. What do you think? Everybody thinks Trump is the Mashiach. He's a great guy. I shouldn't say great guy. You know what I'm saying? You don't think he can flip? You don't think he can flip? You don't think? Zelo melech ha-Mashiach. You know what I'm saying? Pull back. You did what you had to do. Now pull back. It's not going to help more if you talk about it more, if you're consumed about it, if you have these parties, vanyanim, mazi. Go back to learning. I gave somebody a heta today. He wasn't able to. In order to vote, he only had one time to vote. He told me the whole cheshbon could only go during Seder. He asked for a heta to go vote during Seder. I gave it to him. I said, tilech, and come right back. Learn on the way back, says... Meaning, so you're not mitbatel the whole way, because it's a mitzvah she'eh v'shal ha'asata al-yidei acharim. The Gemara says, Masechet Megillah, there's a whole list. The Gemara brings down what kind of mitzvot are you allowed to be mevatel Torah for. And the Gemara brings down two kinds of mitzvot that you can be mevatel Torah. Number one is mitzvah overit, a mitzvah that passes. If I don't do it now, I won't be able to do it later. Another one is mitzvah she'eh v'shal ha'asata al-yidei acharim. You can't send the shaliach. You can't do it through anybody else. So any one of those mitzvot. So this is one of those mitzvot, I believe, la'anyu da'ati, especially since the gdolim, such a beautiful thing today. You know, they took pictures of elderly gdolim going to Rav Shmuel in a wheelchair, Rav Aaron Feldman with his wife. Gdolim don't talk too much. That's midato shel Avraham Avinu. Emor me'at va'aseh arbe. Don't talk too much. Efron, the father of modern-day Ta'aruf, right, in Parashat Chayei Sarah, Omer harbe ve'ose me'at. Avraham Avinu, that's not his midah. Avraham Avinu, don't talk too much. Do. Act. That's the Gdolim Shelanu. Ze Gdolim. I heard Rav Elie Ber last night. He said, you know, Rav Elie Ber, Vachtvogel, Shlita, he's a tremendous gaon, one of the Gedolim of America. He's the Shashiva of South Fallsburg. And he made a point yesterday that I didn't really think of deeply until he said it. And then I thought, wow, that's so correct. And he said that everybody is hyper-focused in this election, which candidate is the best for Eretz Yisrael, which is absolutely a very important thing. We have problems at home also that affect the Jewish community. He says, what about the chinuch? You know how many gzerot there were on yeshivas and funding and what they have to teach and stuff like New York, California, all these things, all these liberal places. It all comes down to New York and California. Zeko. And California, in many ways, is much worse. Much worse. Ki kol ha-gehinam z'shama. Now, he says, what's California? What do they represent? Right? What's the most famous thing of California? Hollywood. The Sodom va'amora, Irvat ha'aretz shel kol ha'olam z'shama. You know, like back in the times of Yosef, the Rashi HaKadosh says that Yosef was taken to Irvat ha'aretz. Mitzrayim was Irvat ha'aretz. Today, Irvat ha'aretz is Hollywood, California. Everything called shekir. Everything is znut, the shekir, the everything that is the most antithetical to Toratenu HaKadosha. Shem Yishmo. Fake, lies. There's nothing there. It's all a smokescreen. And they're going to tell us how to teach our children? They're the models? They're the role models of what our children, Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, should be looking up to? Not even the actors and the actresses, the sports players, Tzadikim Yisod Olam, yeah, all the sports players, looking up to them. Yeah? Eze midot yeshnahim. You look into the personal lives of these chevra. Okay, see, he shoots nicely, he scores nicely, has more home runs, less home runs. Okay, said then, nechmad. But that's a role model? I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if they still have, I think they have something similar. You know, like Lahavdin, they have baseball cards. Ooh, when I was a kid, they had Torah cards. Torah cards, they had things from Tanakh, and they said, you know, what year did this happen? It told you facts. Now, I saw Gdolim cards also. Trading Gdolim cards. Ah! Shtabach Shemo. This Gadol is from here. Nolad Bishnat Kach Vekach. Niftar Bishnat Kach Vekach. What did he write? What did he teach? Where did he live? What was his expertise? And you see, he's such nachat. You see the kids. Oh! Yever Baron! Ivor Bishmuel! Let's trade. It's a different thing. That's a role model. Gdolei Yisrael. So refined, such tzaddikim, worked on their midot. How did Gdolei Yisrael treat their wives? And how did these lehavdin, I don't even want to say it in the same sentence, treat their wives? Treat their families? You always hear them in the news, this divorce and that domestic abuse and this, all the time. Why? Because they're empty. They don't have a Torah to guide them. They don't even keep Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach to infuse their life with something. And I'm klum. So what? So we're going to, this is something to be, we start off with the presidential election, pull back. This is not, yeah, this is Galut, and it impacts Am Yisrael, Bevadai, Bevadai. But you did your duty, now pull back. Go live your life, get back to Torah, get back to Tefillah, get back to Yirat Shamayim. Don't let it consume you. Curiosity, I get it. Curiosity killed the cat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I want to tell you, unbelievable maase. I say it every 4 years by the election, and I'll take some questions. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Alav Shalom, Rav Shmuel's father, had Gaon Gadol. He was one of the top Talmidim in Yerushim and Tervadas. He was one of the top Talmidim in Slabodka. Had Gaon Atzum. One day, the morning after the election, he walks into Tervadas, into Yeshiva to Shacharit, and he pulls over one of the Bacharim. He says, can I ask you a question? He says, do you know who won the election? He says, yeah. And we told him, whatever. Okay, fine. This same bacher came over to Rabbi Yaakov after davening, and he asked him, Rashiva, can I ask you a question? He says, sure. He says, it's not like the Rashiva to be into politics. Why did the Rashiva ask who won the election? It's hard for me to believe that you really care. He says, you're right, I don't care. He says, I want to tell you one thing. He says, every morning, I make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kamecha Olam, Shelo Asa Ani Goy. Now, when the Chachamim were metakin that bracha, they didn't mean the lowly goy, Zeshein Lo Klum, you know. They were talking about that even the simplest Jew, the simplest, most Ama'aretz Jew in the world, has to be Modeh LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Beramach Varam Sagidav, that he didn't make him the most chashuv, mechubad, famous goy in the entire world. Every 4 years, who am I mechavin? Says, I'm mechavin for the President of the United States, the most powerful goy in the entire world. He says, every morning when I make the bracha, I'm mechavin shelo asani oto. He made me Yehudi. He didn't make me even him. He says, every 4 years I have to figure out, I have to ask who it is in order to be mechavin. That was Rabbi Yaakov. What a perspective shel Gedol Yisrael. And that was Rabbi Yaakov Aya. Melech, man malchei rabbanan, the Chachamim said, who's the real Melachim? The Chachamim. But he says, even the simplest Jew, be modeh tomorrow morning, whoever wins, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for not making me him, or her, or whatever. I'm saying? No, zelo. That's the perspective I got from my Rebbeim about what the Torah views, you know, voting and politics in general. You know, sometimes it kills me. I sit by Shulchan Shabbat, Shulchan Yom Tov sometimes, and people just start talking politics. Come on. You serious right now? Politics? The Shulchan Shabbat. The Shulchan Yom Tov. Say Divre Torah. And even if not, you know, talk about, what are you talking about Divre Chol? That you can't, Asher lo yo'il ve lo ho'il, you can't. It's not going to help you. You're not going to change anything. You have an opinion. Okay, so have an opinion. What is that? Your opinion doesn't really matter. You voted. Why do you have to talk all the time? American politics and then Israeli politics. And speak Divrei Torah. If you really cared about the situation in Israel, take a Sefer Tehillim, give it to the kids, split it up. Say a few Mizmorot Tehillim. Latzlachat Achenu Bnei Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? Say Divrei Torah. Now again, I understand there are families that they can't handle the entire Seudah, Divrei Torah, all the whole time. Okay. But what do you have to talk about politics? Politics is dirty, politics is cheap, and there's no benefit in it. And many times from there, it leads into Diburim Shel Lashon Hara, for no reason. You know what I mean? I've heard that also. You know what it means to speak Lashon Hara B'Shulchan Shabbat? Zeh Shulchan Hashem Lifnei Hashem. Shulchan Shabbat is like a Mizbeach. It's a big nisayon, you should know. Especially Bnei Torah, that, you know, they belong to families that maybe are not the most from, maybe not the most yeshiva-oriented. Happens. It's the job of the child, it's the job of the Ben Torah to steer the Seudat Shabbat. Steer in the right direction. Sometimes, Bederech Kavod, obviously. Speak to Bnei Torah. If you see somebody else is starting to talk, come on, let's change the subject. Let's talk about something else. I always, you know what I do in my house? I make it fun. You know, for every age. I make Parsha questions. I make for all the ages, and they win money. Whoever gets the questions, they win money from me, from the Saba, from the... So they go, make it, and if it's around the Chagim, so you talk about the Chagim, talk about Halachot, talk about Midrashim. You know, you have to find things that pique people's interests. If I'm going to tell them right now, I'm going to sit them down and give them a shir klali on Tesfus Vizeh, you know, find things Midrashim everybody likes. Mishalim, stories everybody likes. Say a story about Gdolei Yisrael. Say Sipurei Tzadikim. Gam zeh tov. It's machnis irat shamayim. When I was a kid, I attribute most of my, you know, my drive in Torah and to become who I became, this specific thing. Listen to this. If there's one thing people ask me, what do I attribute it to? Every Friday night, even certain nights during the week, but I remember every Friday night before I went to sleep, I had a book, a series of books in Hebrew. I think they made it in English also, but it was called Ko Asu Chachamenu. It was a compilation of almost all of the stories of the Chachamim from Shas and Midrashim Mezeh, and it broke it down and wrote down the stories in simple Hebrew, simple to understand, so parents could read Sipurei Chachamim, Sipurei Tzadikim to their children before they went to bed. Every time, my father used to read me a story. Sipur Shel Rabbi Akiva, Sipur Shel Eliezer, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You see, it infuses a child with Yirat Shamayim. Nothing is more important, A, to teach them Torah, but even more so, to tell them stories of Tzaddikim that infuses the child, instead of all sorts of devices and Gehinam and watching this, and tell them stories of Tzaddikim. So important. Let them read stories of Tzaddikim. It's a big deal. Okay, I talk too much. I'm done. Let me give over the floor. Who has a question? Then. Oh, you have it. Go ahead. It's red. It's okay.
Okay. Rav, how would someone determine for themselves if it's proper for them to continue after they finish, after they graduate, if it's proper then to either go into full time learning or to do part time learning, part time working?
Whoa! What a question. Oh, we're in this world to do Ritzon Hashem. Ritzon Hashem can look different for different people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person their own capacities, their own talents, and their own set of circumstances. Every person in this world. There's no one person who has the same package as somebody else. Therefore, optimally, if a person has the talent, if a person has the patience, the love and the drive to sit and learn, parnasa is not an issue. For whatever reason, meaning you have the ability, talent, and circumstances that allow you to stay in long time learning or Kli Kodesh, teaching, or something in the realm of Kedusha, Matov Manaim. Now, there are many people that don't have that set of circumstances, either because they don't have the talent necessarily, they don't have the drive. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody has the drive. Now, not to say it's not going to come, but even if you have the drive, certain people don't have the circumstances. Sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu will put a person in a circumstance that he's not able, you know, when you get married, it's mitzvah tasim natura. You got to get married eventually. Yeah, preferably sooner than later. You get married. A husband is mechuyav lazun ulfarnes et ishto. Mitakanat chachamim. Yeah, it's machloket whether it's doraita or drabanan, sheirak sifta ba'onata. So, look in the Gemara, masechet ketubot of Memzayin. Person is chayav lazun ulfarnes et ishto ve'et yiladav. Person is obligated to sustain his wife and his children. Now, many times, there are women who are willing to bear that burden for X amount of time while the husband pursues his limudim. Okay? But it's really the chovah of the husband. If the wife doesn't necessarily want to, not to say, you know, I've heard it described before that if a wife doesn't want to shoulder that burden, that makes her not a good wife. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. She could be tova, you know, a good woman, tznu'ah, yirat shamayim. She just can't. She'll help, whatever, but she doesn't want to shoulder it. She wants to take care of her achrayut, and she wants her husband to take care of the achrayut shel parnasa. That's her zchut. That's what the Chachamim understood it that way. That the Chachamim write in the Gemara that if a woman doesn't take the burden of mezonot on her shoulder, that makes her a bad. Doesn't say that anywhere in Shas, anywhere in Poskim. Doesn't say it anywhere. So if that's the case, you know, that person's circumstances will lead him to still obviously be kovei ayitim Torah. Those who go out to work and are not kovei ayitim Torah, that's a mistake. So, but for that person, maybe working is his avodat Hashem under those circumstances. Work it, engrossed, consumed by the work so that he's not able to handle anything else? No. But parnasa. Yafeh Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Shigiat sheneheim mishakachat avon. It's Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Most Mefarshim understand the Mishnah kipshuto. Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Derech eretz means work. Work. The Rambam in Ilchot Talmud Torah speaks about the importance of working and not getting paid for your learning. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Tashbetz, Maran HaKesef Mishneh, and others. Okay, that's a different discussion. There's absolutely nothing wrong and nothing guilt. You know, that shouldn't be guilt laden. It shouldn't be. Again, I'm not saying that you should go to work or you shouldn't go to work. I'm just saying there's nothing to be guilty or ashamed about. Every person has his own thing. Wherever a Kadosh Baruch Hu leads you, sometimes you have to ask a shayla. We have to use, you know, chokhmah bina vadat to determine what does Hashem want from me at this juncture in my life. And you have to be asking yourself constantly that question all the time, because that could change. You know that when a person, he finished working, his kids are married, he's retired, whatever, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to quit and now go learn all day. You know they have retired people's kolos? They have a lot of them. Retiree kolos. Hashem Yashrech Elkam. Good. He's done. So, okay, now go back to full-time learning. At every stage in life, even ask a she'ela. What does Hashem want for me at this moment? Unfortunately, we don't have Nevi'im, but we do have Chachamim. And the Gemara says, Masechet Bava Batra Daf Yud Bet, Chacham Adif Min Navi. Shneimar, V'Nevav Chochma. V'Chacham, Chacham Elav Chochma. It's V'Navi Levav Chochma. Chacham is even greater than Navi in certain situations. So, that's the answer to that. There's no answer to an Al Regel Achat. Every person, you know, every situation has to be assessed. And, you know, you go by that. Anything else? Anybody want to close up the evening or Adkan? So, Adkan Rabotai Laila Tov.